Well, one of the other big stories in sport today, of course, was that in horse racing, the Mark Cavanagh and Danny O'Brien Cobalt situation has finally come to a close. Can you believe it has taken this long? The trainers fined a total of $12,000 by VCAT. We head to Matt Stewart from racing.com, one of the great racing experts in this country. Matt, welcome to Time On.
G'day, Sam. How are you?
I'm well. Matt, give us an insight from your perspective as to, I guess, you know, the long and short of this story. It was on everyone's lips, wasn't it, when it was broken, however long ago it was. It sort of fizzled out to a point, and now it's come to a conclusion.
This is the final chapter of a three-and-a-half-year saga that, it began with the positive tests to Cobalt, and then there were the charges, and then there was the initial guilty of knowing administration penalty. This is going so way back now, it almost seems like it's a dated story, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Much has happened in racing since. But they were charged with knowing administration and found guilty and given years, 5 and 4 from memory. So career-crushing penalties. They appealed to VCAT, got it reduced to... There's a massive difference between administration and presentation, penalty-wise. So they got that reduced to I'm confused with the... so there's administration, which is the bad one, and presentation, which is the not-so-bad one. It's been so long, I've forgotten all the terminology.
No, I understand.
So they got it reduced to presentation, and then Racing Victoria appealed that because they thought that was too soft, and then it ended up back at VCAT for penalty because they got found guilty of the lower charge of presentation, and today is the penalty for presentation. So sorry about that, forgetting the terminology. I'm so caught up in the Smurden case that I've forgotten the lingo of the Cobalt case.
No, Matt, that's fine. I'm going to ask you about the Robin Smurden case in a moment. But where to now for Mark Cavanagh and Danny O'Brien now that the VCAT part of it is over? What do you think will happen now, Matt?
Well, they just have to rekindle now. I think Danny O'Brien will find it and is finding it not as difficult as Mark Cavanagh seems to be finding it. Mm. Danny's been training winners and he seems to have got a sense of rhythm back to his stable, although he said it will never be the same as it was for size, probably half that. And Mark Cavanagh is also trying to resurrect his numbers and his stable and his reputation, and he seems to be finding it a lot more difficult. I saw he had advertised for some yearlings on his Twitter handle today for the Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale coming up, suggesting he's wanting to get back into it. But... it's just a struggle for both of them. And it's been a 3.5-year saga where they were initially found guilty of the ultimate charge and then they had it downgraded but still had to pay a penalty today for the lesser charge. So, you know, 3 years is a hell of a long time to be paying legal fees and have your career on hold and all that sort of stuff. So those guys would feel a little bit vindicated today, but I'm pretty sore and sorry after such a long time of... such an arduous time for their careers.
Arduous is the great word for it, Matt, both for Danny O'Brien and Mark Cavanagh, but also for Racing Victoria. There's been a lot of money spent in the last 3.5 years from both sides of the fence. What about the Aquanita doping scandal, Matt? I mean, this has rocked the horse racing industry in the last week and a half since it first was broken in the Herald Sun. We've got a directions hearing on Thursday. What are we expecting out of that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the second directions hearing is to establish. I think it's just to set the template for the upcoming cases to be heard. So I'm not exactly sure what will be established at the second directions hearing other than a bit more clarity about the cases that will be presented and how that will occur come April 30. And this case has just blown everything else out of the water. I mean, the Cobalt Vlahos is coming up in the Supreme Court soon. It seems to be dated by history as well because this case has sucked in everyone's imagination by the breadth and scale and names involved and all that sort of stuff and the flagrancy of the way they allegedly went about it. So so the next step along the line is the directions hearing tomorrow and then it all goes. They're going to have to find Etihad Stadium to host this hearing, this Robert Smoothman Co. hearing, because that little room at Racing Victoria was filled to the brim for the Cobalt. And I think this is sort of captured far more outside racing imaginations. This is going to be a real saga. And, you know, with the revelations of the text messages in the mainstream media this week, and they were just jolting. I think everyone had an insight into what they may contain. But when you see them...
Not like that.
In a graphic form, you know, in the actual conversations as they were pitched at the time, just amazing stuff. And it's just, this will unfold, you know, in a lot more detail when the actual... the actual participants are there in person. So, Yeah, the Kavanaugh-O'Brien thing, it's almost like small print now, and the gigantic headline in coming weeks is going to be all about this amazing story of this alleged doping, systematic doping system of this large organisation and these trainers.
Yeah, it's a much...
Well, not necessarily the organisation itself, but the trainers within it.
It's a much bigger story, Matt, there's no doubt, but let's hope it doesn't take as long as the 3.5 years, because I'm not sure anyone wants that. Matt, appreciate your time. We'll speak soon.
Good on you, Sam.